everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Welcome back to the show. Glad you could be with us. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC men's basketball head coach, great friend of mine, great friend of the station's, Coach Steve Smiley. Coach, it's always an interesting time to try to catch you because I know you're in that strange time of year between recruiting and then also looking forward to, you know, the upcoming year, the upcoming schedule. But we do appreciate you giving us some time, my man.
Yeah, Brady, it's good to hear from you. Good to catch up. I'm excited to do this. It's always a kind of, like you said, a funky time of the year, this June, July. Are they recruiting? Are they working their guys out? Like, it's just, is there a camp going on? There's just so much weird stuff. But we're here in the office. We actually get back on the road tomorrow. And then Friday is when the next, you know, kind of live club AAU session starts. It's week two of that, so we were all out last week, all Thursday through Sunday, I think it was. So we're right in the middle of it, man.
Yeah, so and now it's, you know, we're all pretty much back to normal. We'll talk about the UNC Athletics facility set to have 100% capacity. But how about the recruiting trail? Because I know you guys picked up a lot of useful tools on the recruiting trail, too, where you could do the Zoom and all that. But you've told me before, I mean, there's just no way to replace sitting down one-on-one and having those conversations and watching those players, learning about them.
Yeah, you know, right now we're kind of in the phase of the it's an evaluation period, so it's just a watching phase. And you're usually, I mean, you don't want to just, you know, be out there working to work, watching random games, kids that you probably won't ever recruit. But the truth of the matter is, even in our recruiting areas, like last week, you know, we were down in all over the place, but a lot of our stuff's down in Alabama and Georgia. There's two big shoe circuit events out there, Under Armour and Adidas, and there's some independent terms as well. And the truth of the matter is, you got so many kind of names you're trying to sort through that if the schedule drops right, you've got to watch a lot of kids and start to, in your mind, kind of prioritize what you think you know. But, man, after you watch 3, 4, 5 games, you learn a lot more. So in a normal year where you've seen them in high school, you've seen them here, there, wherever, it's probably at that point a little bit more of, I don't say babysitting, but more like you know what they are, the kids. But not this year because we're just starting to watch live. So there's a couple short weekends in June where it's more high school based, and now in July it's you know club AAU based, and so we really are like it's a steep learning curve and it's got to be a quick learning curve because you got to make some decisions. But it's been good, man. It's been really good, and just the ability to watch them live, watch the interactions, watch them. I mean, sometimes you're you know 3 rows up behind their bench and you can see all the stuff that matters, body language, communication, things like that. So it was terrific last week for sure.
That's interesting. How big is that? You see a guy tearing it up, you know, stat-wise, just a freak of nature athlete. But if you catch something like that, the body language side, how far does that set a player like that? Let's say we got a stud player that's just absolutely dominating, but you see something that catches your eye. What does that do in your chart? Does that knock them down quite a bit? Or are you saying, hey, we work on that?
You're always trying to find ways to separate players. You know, maybe you have 6 guys for one spot. And really, this year it gets really complicated because, you know, all the current players got that extra year. So there's so many players in college basketball, right? There's an addition of an extra year of guys still kind of floating around out there. And the problem is, and I do feel bad for these kids, these current, you know, rising seniors. They really have a tough spot because there's not as many scholarships. There's not as many scholarships that will probably be doled out to them just because there's just too many consumed with that extra year everyone got this year. So now, your ability to say, okay, well, maybe we have 1 scholarship, maybe we have 5. It's probably more in the small end, especially in the fall. And so you're looking for, you know, regardless, you're always looking for what can separate a kid. You know, it's like we always say, you know, you can do the same thing player A as player B can do, but you can do one more thing, well, then you've now separated yourself. And I do think when it goes to the question of, you know, whatever it is, body language or chemistry or character and things like that, I mean, that stuff really matters. And I think it matters in, you know, most programs in the country. It really matters for us. I don't think we're always going to just strike gold with, you know, a bunch of the highest talented players. You know, if those guys are playing well in those shoe circuits, there's, you know, 100 other Division I's watching them as well. but you got to find ways to be, you know, to separate yourself out with the little things that matter to each program, and that's different from program to program.
We're talking to UNC men's head basketball coach, Coach Steve Smiley. I'm always fascinated by the recruiting trail. You and I talked, I think, last year around this time, and I'm like, do you have an assistant that's like, here's the exact schedule? Because I never know when you can go, when you can't go, when you can make contact. I got to imagine navigating through that, especially in this day and age with all the new things happening in the NCAA. How do you keep it straight?
Well, the one nice thing is there's a recruiting calendar that it lays it out day by day the entire year, 365 days. You can do this on this day, but you can't do this. And then what happens is, you know, the college coach side, but then also the high school side and the AAU side, they have the same calendar. And so the events are built around the days that we can go out. And it all kind of starts to make sense once you've been through a few times. But, in terms of, like, building your schedule, there's only so much time to watch your kids. And, like, for me, I'll be in a couple different states and a couple different events this coming weekend. And so my staff they do a great job of lining me out with who I need to see, you know, maybe players that are high on my list, but also players I saw last week that, you know, after you watch them, then that next few 3 or 4 days after the event, that's where you're trying to really gather some intel. And, you know, is this a player that's, you know, in our wheelhouse? They have 15 offers already. What are they? And then you go to the next week. So the staff is, you know, there's a lot of meetings and a lot of organization to try to really maximize your time on the road.
Going into the other stuff, Coach, you know, and again, different markets, and I get it. You know, you go to certain markets and the NIL thing, the name, image, likeness, the transfer portal, all that stuff. Are you concerned at all when you look at this and think, oh, is this going to distract players? Is this going to take them away from what their ultimate goal is? Is there part of that in your brain, or are you looking at it going more or less, hey, I love my guys, I trust my guys, I think they'll be able to navigate through all this just fine?
I think both. Yeah, I think both of those are the right answer. You know, all the above, right? I think on the one hand, I think, you know, for me, I think it's good that players have the opportunity to, you know, to use their name, image, and likeness. Now, I think it's such uncharted territory, and the fact that we all thought different states were going to have to pass rules, and was it the Supreme Court or was it the NCAA? So now that it's just kind of out there, I think the biggest thing for players is especially in this kind of first year of doing it, you know, what is the right stuff to do? What is the appropriate amount of time to devote to it? Because I think kind of getting your question, like, well, they can get really distracted, and at the end of the day, you're still trying to get that degree first, and you're trying to become as good of a player as you can be for yourself, for your team. And if you turn into this, in my opinion, if you turn into this, you know, full-time effort of building your brand and business, well, there's only so many hours in a day, right? So I think the education of that, and we're still going through that at our school, really understanding what they can do, can't do, what's the most efficient way for them to do it, you know, what are the things that the university or the staff are allowed to do, you know, work with them, what can we not do with them? So there's still a lot of questions now that this has kind of got opened up, I believe, on July 1st, right? So we're all trying to kind of go through it together. I think the fundamental idea of players being able to profit on their name, image, and likeness is great. And I think that just like anything else, when you open up such a huge opportunity, but just such a it's a whole new market for them, it's going to distract everybody for a little bit until everyone kind of understands more what to do and what not to do and all that. So we're all kind of going through that education phase right now. Players, staff, the whole thing. But I do think that in the grand scheme of things, it should be a great way for them to make some extra money while in college.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's ways that you have to go about it. And ultimately, you hope that these kids are whoever they go with, these marketing agencies or whatever, essentially say, hey, we're taking all the work. We just got to get like a couple of days on the calendar where you do this and that. And then it's it.
Sure.
Once the season starts. So, and the other thing I thought too, Coach, it's kind of like these little mini marketing guys are running around promoting the program through different advertisers or whatnot that maybe certain avenues weren't reached. So there can be some positive, certainly reasons to be skeptical too. So I'm with you. It moves so fast too.
It moves so fast.
You went from the Supreme Court to bam, we're doing it.
And the biggest thing, you know, the biggest advice that I think, you know, from our school and just trying to give our guys some guidance is like, hey, listen, you know, you've probably never dealt with this before. You need to understand or get someone, you know, that you can hire or whatever to understand what are the implications of whatever contract you sign with whatever company or whatever you're promoting or endorsing. Because at the end of the day, if you start making money, you're going to get taxed on that money. And you got to understand that stuff. And again, some of these kids don't quite understand that. Like, I certainly wouldn't have understood that at the age of 19 or 20. Like, okay, you know, I'm getting $1,000, and that's just $1,000, right? Well, no, I mean, you're going to get taxed. You're going to have to report that, or however it is. So I think that's what scares me, is that, you know, the kids start making money, and if they don't have the right guidance for people around them, which, you know, whoever that might be, that when that tax hits up and you've made income, there's tax. And so that's just an example of, like, they got to be careful on that stuff. And again, with it being so new, in 2 or 3 years, everyone will understand, like, what to do and what not to do. But this first, you know, wave of kids, they've got to, in my opinion, at least tread lightly and be careful until they understand more of it.
Is that going to be something, and maybe at UNC you have something like this, where there is somebody there, a name, image, likeness person that kind of goes over all that with, hey, this is what to expect, this is what you'd be careful with. Is there going to be, or will there be, you know, some kind of guidance counselor specifically devoted to the name, image, likeness?
Yeah, I really have no idea if there will be a full new, like, position, especially this thing is opening up, you know, where schools across the country are still feeling the pandemic budget crunch, right? So I think it'll be interesting to see if, you know, new spots are opened up at all universities. But, you know, for us, I think it always starts with our compliance, because they're the most tapped into this market. So I think they will be the kind of the forefront guidance for all athletes to say, okay, hey, is this cool? Is this not cool? You know, how do I report this income? What do I do? I think in the ideal world, you would hire someone for this, right? Just a person that's all they work on is name, image, and likeness. I've watched a lot of different Zooms and presentations, and there's a lot of consensus that, you know, each team should probably have, you know, someone on the staff, whether it's in the department or whatever, that at least is the kind of the go-to understanding what this means. And so we're really trying to sort through that ourselves as well. But there needs to be something, right, so that kids have somewhere to go to get their questions answered.
Yeah, no question about it. A lot of stuff to navigate through. Coach, this roster, I know you're returning some studs, man. I'm excited about Daylon Kuntz, Matt Johnson, Trayshawn Smoots, Bodie Hume, of course, our guy, Kuorjo Kuch. I mean, so many good names, but you just keep adding. That's the wash, rinse, repeat part, right? We got to bring in the new guys to get ready to go. Can you talk to us about any of those names that Bears fans are listening right now? They're going, all right, we need to get these guys on our radar.
Yeah, I think to start with, you know, and we've had 5 weeks of practice. We're actually in kind of a quiet phase now. We still have some guys working out lifting, but we let the guys go home because 5 weeks. They're going to come back in about a week and a half, and then we actually have, I think we'll go about 8 full out practices before we go to Puerto Rico. We're going on a foreign trip this year, so we're in a little bit of a break so that we don't burn them out. But come back here and we'll have some really good practices and we'll get to learn more. So we're going to learn so much more before school even starts then. In a normal year, you get one of those every 4 years, so it's a great time to do it. I think in the big picture, you know, yeah, you mentioned, you know, the top 7 guys that were in our rotation to end last year, with it being, you know, Matt Johnson, Daylon Kuntz, Bodie Hume, Kuorjo Kuch, and then, you know, Bryce Kennedy, who was starting at the end of the year, Trey Smoots, who started at the end of the year a little bit, and then Jamel Melvin. All 7 of those guys are back. And I'll throw Theo Hughes in there as well. Theo didn't get as much opportunity to play, but Theo's a good player, and he's had a great summer as well. So the nucleus, the core, not losing those guys to the transfer portal was you know, mission number one. A lot of good players coming in. I think, you know, Drew Cookshausen, who's a grad transfer from McNeese State, he played for Coach Ferringer at Western Nebraska, and his last 2 years in Division I basketball, he made 199 threes in Division I, which is the most in the country. And, you know, for people that follow us, I mean, he's like a Trent Harris, who's one of the best shooters we've ever had here. I mean, Drew's one of the best shooters I've ever been around. His ability to just shoot it from any and everywhere is at the highest level. So Drew, and he's, you know, he's kind of like, if you put him into a spot like a shooting guard. And then Dalton Connect, who was a highly recruited, highly sought after guy as a junior college player at Northeastern Junior College, right out there in Sterling. And Dalton Connect is a Colorado kid. I tell you what, he kind of grew in college, his last year in junior college, and he is a very talented, dynamic forward that can play. He can play at 2, 3, or 4. Similar size and built to Bodie, a little different player, you know, in terms of how he plays, but can really shoot it, really athletic. We're super excited about him. And then, you know, we brought in a bunch of guards that, and a couple of these kids, we didn't get up to the very end of that 5 weeks, but you know, Trent Hudgens from Santa Clara. He was a transfer from Santa Clara. Last year was his freshman year there, so he's technically still a freshman. He was from Phoenix, was a highly sought after kid in high school. Really excited about him. Zach Block, who played at Colorado Prep School. He's from Lawrence, Kansas. He was the Kansas Player of the Year. Zach's been tremendous as, you know, when he got out here these last 5 weeks. So I'm just kind of staring at my wall here, but it's been really, really good so far. Connor Creech, who technically would have been like a redshirt last year, didn't play much. But Connor Creech has had a great summer as well. He's going to really try to push for some minutes too. So long story short, we probably have too many guys, but that's probably a good problem to have. And you can get back now to kind of redshirting some guys, balancing your classes out. But technically right now we have like 8 kids that could be considered freshmen because everyone gets a year back. So that's a lot of young kids. A lot of those kids played last year. So it's kind of a funky deal, but I think we have some guys that address some major needs, just more shooting with Drew Dalton, Trent Hudgens. You know, that was a really important thing. And I think that just the guys we brought in really fit with the returning guys in our core.
I'm pumped to see it. I love looking at a roster and you're seeing, okay, all these guys were pretty much involved last year. So that's exciting. Yeah. I know that's got to be something exciting for this entire program. Coach, we're pumped for you guys and always look forward to these conversations when we can make it happen. And I know you got a lot of big stuff coming up. So we're going to let you get back to it and we'll try to catch up soon. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Brady. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Coach Steve Smiley, UNC men's basketball head coach. Great guy. Noob texting in. Noob says, Coach Smiley sounds like a guy I can have a beer with. Noob can have a beer with anybody. Come on. Right, Noob? Am I wrong about that? But no, seriously, isn't Coach Smiley just down to earth? He's just a cool guy. Great guy. I think they're going to be good. I thought they were going to be good last year, but they're returning everybody, essentially. They're bringing everybody back. We're running it back. Bodie Hume, he came on, like, those last two games in the conference tournament, like, 230-point games. I expect that from him. Talking about expectations. For football, I have zero. Men's basketball, I expect this team to be competing as far as winning a regular season title, winning the tournament. I expect this team to be right there at the top. 12:52 the time. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. I got to get to MLB rule changes. We'll get to all of that. Nuggets draft workouts and so much more. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, coming up in the second hour as well. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.